what was your first real paying job as a costume designer?
Well, back in the day, you didn't have to be a costume designer to design a show. My first, I think, major television gig was The Nanny. And actually, I got that job because of Eduardo Castro, who recommended me to a friend who was doing The Nanny at the time. And I went in and met with the designer, who was a supervisor. We were all supervisors back then, especially for television and for sitcoms. And we hit it off, and I just, it was a fantastic experience. I took care of all of the menswear. I was responsible for the look of the men. The designer took care of Fran and all of the women's wear, and it was a great 7 years, 6 years. It was a terrific show and great memories, and Fran was phenomenal. She still is. She's a force of nature and a lot of fun. She's very loyal and just a great gal. And the thing I think I love most about that job, she brought back all the old-timers. You know, oh my gosh, I got to work with Rowan and Martin, and it was just an amazing experience. We had Elizabeth Taylor, and not that Bette Midler's an old-timer, but we had Bette Midler, and she just brought everybody back to that show, and it was an exciting time.
When guests like that came on, were you involved with them as well, or since you were focused on the men, did you just focus on the men?
Just focused on the men, but we had guest stars who were men. Mel Torme and Vic Damone sang to me in the dressing room. I was fitting him in his outfit for the episode, and I said, oh, I'm such a fan and always have loved your work. And he says, oh, you're too young to know my work. And I said, oh, no, I'm not. And I named a couple of his tunes, and he started singing Autumn in New York to me. And I was just like, okay, I can die now. So, yeah, it was a phenomenal time.
Did that lead into you working on Rebo, or was there stuff in between?
There were a few projects in between. The team, one of the gals that had worked with us on The Nanny had left and gone on to other projects, and she ended up on Two Guys and a Girl and invited us to come with her. So we did. So we did that, and we did a couple pilots in between, and then suddenly she had an opportunity to interview for the Reba show. And I was so excited that Reba was going to be doing something, and the possibility that we could be on the show was just too much. And I prepared my teammate for the interview and gave her all kinds of information about Reba, and it was a match made in heaven. And we were with Reba for the 5 years the show was on the air. And then everybody kind of dissipated, and we all went off to do different projects. And Reba said, well, why don't you come and go on tour with me? And I said, why don't I? So I've been with her since 2001, and we've had a lot of fun, done a lot of different projects, and yeah, it's been terrific. She's just an amazing woman, strong, and a lot of fun, very disciplined, hardworking. She has that hard work and Oklahoma ethic, and we get her done.
Talk about creatively collaborating with her. What does she bring to the table when you're working on something?
She has a very specific aesthetic and a very specific look. We do push the envelope every now and then, but we stay true to who she is, what her fans expect, and you know, what they'll go for. Because she does have a legacy. She does have a very specific persona. So I will do sketches. I'll do tons of sketches. We start off with that, especially if she's doing an award show or even on her tour. I'll do lots of sketches. And the fun thing is she'll look at me and she'll say, well, what were you thinking? And I'd say, well, I was thinking you'd like it. So that's a that's an ongoing joke with us. But yeah, she's terrific. And sometimes we can go a little bit further than what we normally would, but we stick with the same silhouette and a lot of the same little variations on the theme. Yeah, we have sparkle. We have a lot of sparkle. And she, you know what? But she has to be comfortable. And I never want to put her in something that she's not comfortable with. And she will also let me know she's not comfortable with it, because she'll put it on and then just give me this look. But we have a nice working relationship. And also she's a very dear friend whom I love and would do anything for. She's family.
You've talked about a couple of the amazing women that you've worked with over the years, but you're working with someone recently that we're interested in hearing about, which is Rita Moreno and your experience with her.
I love Miss Rita. She's a force of nature. All the women I work with are forces of nature. They have four letters in their names and they all have accents. But Rita's, she's special and she's very dear to my heart. And she's such a creative whirlwind. I literally don't design for her. She has such an amazing sense of style and fashion, and we've had the best times shopping. I think my favorite story is her Kennedy Center honor, and she met the president, and she tells this story, and it slays me. She went in, and they said, okay, now President Obama will come in, and you will do this and do that, and you can't hug him, you have to wait and shake hands and blah de blah. And she said the minute he walked in, she ran over and she hugged him. And he hugged her back. And she has a series of pictures from that that are just priceless. And it's her. It's just who she is. She's so warm and she's so inclusive. And for the history that is behind that woman and her career, she's just delightful, and she's an icon and she's an idol. She is definitely someone to look up to and revere. Yeah, she's terrific.
Subscribe to the Passionistas Project podcast to hear more of our conversation with costume designer Terri-Ann Gordon and all the other inspiring women we've interviewed.